About 120,000 volumes available. Shop today at conservative.edu. Scroll down to bookstore, browse, and place your order today. That's conservative.edu and scroll to bookstore. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're covering an issue today that I believe encapsulates what we see taking place in our nation and how we as Christians, conservatives, ought to respond. In Ephesians chapter 5 and in verse 16, the scripture says, redeeming the time because the days are evil. May I say to you, ladies and gentlemen, we see the days are wicked, evil, wretched, and wrong. And that's what the word evil means, worthless, no good. And I'm not talking about every single aspect of every day, but what we see taking place with the big picture. And it correlates with the 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 and following, where the Bible says, this know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such turn away. The scripture is very, very clear and it's directive as to what is happening. Scripture is very clear and it's directive as to how we should respond. The scripture is very, very clear that we are in the last of the last days. And ladies and gentlemen, as Christians, are you saved? Are you a Christian? Are you salt and light? Are you standing for the gospel of Jesus Christ? Are you willing to share the truth in love? Are you simply one of those that say, well, God loves everybody, we're all God's children? Ladies and gentlemen, we're not all God's children. We're all God's creation, but we're not God's children until we say yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord. And according to John 1:12, it's only then that we become sons of God. Sons of God, only being birthed through, as a child of God, through Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord. But the point is, we need to see what's happening. We need to understand that we are charged with the responsibility of redeeming the time because the days are evil. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Love to hear from you. How should we respond? What should we then do when we see what is taking place? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at a headline. Trump 100% supports designated Antifa as a domestic terrorist organization. President Donald Trump is 100% on board with designating Antifa a domestic terrorist organization following the rise in the left-wing violence. I would do that 100% and others also. By the way, but Antifa is terrible, the president responded. The president didn't stop with Antifa. He also said he'd consider designating other groups, but wouldn't indicate others by name. He said he's talked with Attorney General Pam Bondi about bringing federal RICO, that is racketeering influence and corrupt organizational charges, against some of the organizations and their donors. Quote, I've been speaking to Attorney General about bringing RICO against some of the people that have been reading about, that you've been reading about, and that's been putting up millions and millions of dollars in for agitation, Trump said. These are protests. These are not just protests, they're crimes. What they're doing, where they're throwing bricks at cars, at ICE patrol, and burning buildings, etc., etc. But ladies and gentlemen, listen. The Socialist Marxist Communist Democratic Party says they're all peaceful demonstrations. They're not riots. They're not anarchists. They're not trying to burn buildings. They're not trying to harm anybody. But, ladies and gentlemen, they're on the very verge of taking the lives of our federal agents that are in there, the National Guard and the ICE agents that are in there, to pluck up, pick up, deport those that are here illegally. You realize, ladies and gentlemen, that under the auto-pen Biden administration, we brought in between 20 and 22 million illegal jihadists coming into America. And even now, with the cleanup in Washington, D.C., they arrested some, I believe it's some 4,800 people. And each of the cities that we go into to clean up, there are hundreds and hundreds and thousands that are being picked up, arrested, and are deported as a result of it. But listen, at the pace we're going now, with the communist judges that are intervening and trying to stop the president, at the pace we're going now for the deportation of the 20, 22 million illegals that's in our nation, it would take the next 50 years to do so. You hear me? It's not something that can be done overnight, especially when there's blockade after blockade after blockade after blockade that's taking place. Here's another headline. Major terrorist organization, Trump announces designation for Antifa and the leftists. Quote, I am pleased to inform many of the USA patriots that I am designated Antifa, a sick, dangerous, radical left disaster, as a major terrorist organization. I will also be strongly recommending that those who funded Antifa be thoroughly investigated in accordance with the highest legal standards and practices. Ladies and gentlemen, we're witnessing the enemy within. And finally, I pray, we're witnessing the opening of the eyes of those that's in charge that can do something about it and salvage our constitutional republic while we yet have opportunity. Perhaps you say, why should a Christian be involved? Why should a Christian be concerned? Why should a conservative say anything? Ladies and gentlemen, if we sit in silence, we will be steamrolled over as a nation. Churches will be closed and Christians will lose our voice and the opportunity to be the witness that God's called us to be, an evangelistic outreach, reaching the world with the gospel. I believe Derby's on the line. Derby, go with the question or comment, please.
Yes, my comment is I agree that Antifa is a terrorist organization, but what about Black Lives Matter? When Rhino Mayor Lenny Curry was bragging in front of City Hall about having removed the Confederate statue, he was pandering to Antifa and Black Lives Matter. They were standing side by side. So Black Lives Matter is no different from Antifa. They are communist, they are corrupt, and they are racist. So Trump doing well, but you got to do more. Black Lives Matter and all its members in Congress, or it'll be thrown out of and arrested.
Well, number one, going back to your fundamental rudimentary statement about Black Lives Matter, they're communistly inspired. In fact, the three women that started Black Lives Matter say that they are absolutely trained Marxists to carry out the Marxist agenda. That was their statement. That's their agenda. By the way, most people are not aware of the fact that some of the key leaders with Black Lives Matter had gained and gathered and rat-holed, as I call it, millions upon millions upon millions of dollars, and now the IRS and the FBI and other federal agencies are investigating what happened to the money, who scandaled with the dollars, and how is it spent. So you know, there's an old cliche. It was R.G. Lee that preached the message, payday someday, 601 times during his pulpit ministry. And there's payday coming. There's payday someday, one day. And most of these people think they're getting away with it. There's going to be an ultimate judgment day, whether it's here on earth or after this that life passes, there will be judgment day. But Derby, the thing that I'm trying to motivate our listeners is to understand what's happening and to realize that we can play a role in what God would have us to do, being salt and light. And by the way, I'm looking at an article that says the No Kings demonstrations were protests against President Donald Trump's policies and actions, which participants viewed as authoritarian and detrimental to democracy. I'm reading from the article. Organizers aimed to highlight concerns over what they described as authoritarian government and the erosion of democratic principles in the United States. Specific issues included aggressive immigration enforcement, health care cuts, and the use of National Guard troops in domestic situations. Now, with those things that they're claiming, is anything wrong with what Trump is doing to clean up America and to oust those that are here illegally? Is there anything wrong about having immigration control where we have borders? Is anything wrong with trying to say no to the Marxist, Communist, Democrats when they want to use $1.5 trillion to pay health care to the illegal invaders that's coming in? Tell me how you respond to that.
Well, I say that I remember in the 60s, if you were applying for a government job like teaching, one of the questions was, are you a communist? And if you were, you could not get the job. Mm-hmm. But now it is a prerequisite to get a job, to be a communist, especially in the universities.
Well, the Socialist Marxist Communist Party is simply the right-hand tool of the Democrat Party, which have become simply the open communist network in America. I think it is harmful for our nation to continue to view the Democratic Party as anything less than anti-American, anti-Christ, anti-God, anti-government, anti-constitutional republic. I've made the statement for many, many, many years now. I believe it's an impossibility for a Democrat to be a true American. I believe it's an impossibility for a Democrat to be a Christian. I believe it's an impossibility, Derby. They can say all they want to say. They can scream and cry that that ought not to be said. They can say, well, that's harsh and that's not love. Say it until Jesus comes. Not going to bother me at all. The bottom line is we need to recognize truth and call truth truth. And I think it's time Christians, conservatives, that would take a stand and stop being silent, come out from under the beds and out of the closet, and be the salt and light that God's called us to be. Derby, thank you so much for your call. God bless you as we keep looking up. I believe Davis is on the line. Go with your question or comment, please.
Thank you, Dr. Youngblood. I'm just a few years short of 100, like you. Yeah. But I can remember back in about 40s, the leader of Russia then said that they would not have to fire a shot to destroy the United States.
Khrushchev.
Now, I think Putin is following his lead because he is playing trumpet, I mean, like a fiddle. He's already, Trump's considered maybe Ukraine giving up some territory to settle this here war. I tell you what, it's not just the enemy inside our United States. We got them working. Look at the old rally that went with No Kings all over the nation, the whole world. I mean, you know, and they say something about having a form of godliness, denying the power thereof. You don't know how destructive that form of godliness is until you see it eating away at our democracy, or our republic, as we should say.
Davis, you're exactly right. In fact, if the No Kings rally, as they called it, was purportedly for pointing the finger at President Trump and calling him Hitler and calling all of we that follow Trump as little Nazis, if that's the point of it, why was it all over the globe, supposedly, as far as the numbers? It's because it is a rallying cry by the socialist, Marxist, communist to overthrow any system of government on the face of the globe, especially in the United States of America. Davis, I'm going to read a headline and a few brief paragraphs, get your take on it. Absolute power corrupts. Suburban Democrats have stopped pretending to be moderates. Suburban Democrats have ripped off their mask and moderation and thrown them away. They clearly feel not only emboldened, but untouchable, unable to be defeated by Republicans. Now they focus on virtue signaling, cultural wars, and hating President Trump. Democratic politicians and activists with hate that has no home here. Hate has no home here. Lawn signs now feel secure expressing their hatred for Trump and calling Republicans fascists and Nazis. Democratic office holders rally and vote for every progressive, ideologically driven policy and piece of legislation. Now their speeches defend men and women sports, open borders, free health care for all illegals. They oppose removal of illegal immigrants with criminal records and, moreover, excuse anti-Semitism or violence, counseling us about riots and assassination. AOC is now lionized. As an example of this shift, the official Facebook page, the Chester County Democratic Party, just completed 14 days sponsoring of how to identify a fascist. In their most recent glaring example in government, Chester, Delaware, and Montgomery counties commissioners each just created human relations commissions, political appointments that regulate and enforce progressive-minded speech and behavior, even in small business, daycares, health clubs, local youth sports leagues. They subject violators to star chamber counseling, hearings, shams, shaming, and even fines or jail. They're appeasing the progressive gods with a little g instead of government or seeking common ground. I could go on and on. It's a 5-page article. What do you say about the fact that this writer says the Democrats have thrown away the mask, they've torn away the coverings, and they're openly being recognized today as socialist, Marxist, communist? Is that a fact or is that just fiction?
No, so that's a fact, because they've become so bold until they pulled off their sheepskin clothing and really showing who they really are. They are wolves devouring everything they possibly can.
Absolutely. And just put you on the spot for a moment, Davis. What's the answer for Christians, conservatives, and patriots? Ezekiel 33:10, Ezekiel said, "How should we then live?" What is your response?
Can I repeat you? Stand up, speak up, even defend it unto death.
Amen. Absolutely, brother. Thank you, Brother Davis. God bless you, and thank you for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. What say you? We need to recognize that as Christians, conservatives, and patriots, that we need to redeem the time, for the days are evil. Ephesians 5:16 tells us. And may I say to you, just picture the setting, the date, the time, and the place that Ephesians 5:16 was penned some thousands of years now, and yet the days are evil, and we must redeem the time because they're evil. If they were evil then, and we see what's happening today, it's manifestly greater today than it was even then. And may I say to you, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Christians to do something, standing up, speaking up, not fighting, not necessarily having face-offs, but standing up and speaking up for the truth of the Word of God. Not being ashamed of the gospel, as the Apostle Paul said in Romans 1:16. I'm looking at a headline. State Department employee steals thousands of pages of top secret documents, meets with Chinese officials. Talking about the enemy that's within, we're seeing this manifesting itself in so many variants today, so many nuances today. And it's simply because it seems as though that which is found in the 2 Timothy text is coming to fruition more rapidly than we believe. Without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good. It is talking about the last days where we live in perilous times. But this article reads this way. A State Department contractor stole thousands of pages of top secret classified documents and met with the Chinese officials. An expert on Indian South Asian affairs removed the top secret documents from secure locations and met with the Chinese officials. The classified documents were located in the man's home in Virginia when his home was raided. On September the 25th, he allegedly printed U.S. Air Force documents concerning military aircraft capabilities. Federal prosecutors allege that he met with the Chinese government officials multiple times over the past several years. And he had stolen that manila folder, taken it out, met with the Chinese Communist Party members, and negotiated something. We don't know what. But the bottom line is that I'm pointing out with that article is the fact that we're living in perilous times. We're living in dark days, evil days. And we need to recognize as Christians our mandate from the Scriptures to be salt and light. And as salt and light, it is only as salt and light that we can redeem, buy back, secure back, hold on to the time that we have, because the days are evil. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article. It says, the modern Marxist playbook. Now, this is a massive article. Time were not allowed. We were taking the entire day to walk through it and to educate our listeners on what is happening. The Marxist playbook, there's basically 10 major points in Marxism. And the 10 points in Marxism, I've boiled down to three major points. Marxism, number one, divide the people racially. Number two, destroy the nuclear family. And number three, dethrone God. And now out of the 10 major points in Marxism, it boils down to that. It is to divide the people racially. That's being done royally today. Destroy the nuclear family. That's been done for the past 20-plus years, especially when it comes into the sodomite LGBTQ lifestyle and when there's the breakdown of the marriage laws where homosexuals can be so-called married. Ladies and gentlemen, it's destroying the nuclear family and dethroning God. Now listen to a brief paragraph and two other sentences, I believe. In case you're unaware, Karl Marx wrote the Communist Manifesto. His expectation was that the democratic capitalist countries, based on philosophies of individualism and reason, would naturally fail. Communism would come in and rebuild the country the right way. Marx believed that over time, the socialist countries would become far more successful than the capitalist counterparts. That never happened, this writer says. You would think that it's a bad idea, it would die out. Well, Russia and China have transformed using capitalist ideas to improve their lot. They're still strongly socialist countries. This has confused the democratic capitalist West. The West believes that this transformation will occur until they are solidly democratic capitalist countries. But the Marxists are not resting. They're chiseling away at the Western democratic capitalistic system like prisoners trying to escape jail. The funny thing is that most of these people don't even know what Marxism is about. It goes on to say, the Marxists believe in group effort, subjective thinking. They believe that individuals do not have the capability to reason themselves, to make choices themselves that will improve their individual lives and the collectives around them. Ladies and gentlemen, I can go on and on and on. Marxism has the mindset that somehow, some way, everybody needs to be equal as far as income. Everybody needs to be equal in the housing. Everybody needs to be equal in the food, clothing, and shelter. And that's the Senator Bernie Sanders mindset and mantra in the U.S. Senate today. I am saddened to say that one of the major problems that we face today is brought about as a result of silence in the pulpits, the do-nothing in the local New Testament church. I'm looking at a headline that's frightening when you read that whole article. I'll give you just blurbs from it. Love to have your response. 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Headline, when the church refuses to engage in politics, this happens. It's one of the greatest paradoxes of our time. Many conservative pastors courageously preach a biblical worldview from the pulpits, defending life, marriage, and religious freedom. Yet when it comes to the political process, they retreat in total silence. They will preach about righteousness, but when Christian candidates who share their values ask for help, something as simple as gathering signatures on a ballot, the pastors often are silent. This reluctance doesn't just hurt individual candidates. It weakens Christ's ability to influence culture. It leaves the field open for those whose values are hostile to the Christian faith. Too many conservative pastors treat the political process as unscriptural, as if God's sovereignty ends at the voting booth. This is more than perplexing, this writer says. It's tragic. The article further states, when pastors avoid this arena, they fail to teach their congregation how to live out their faith in the public square. It's not about partisanship. It's about principle. Pastors should help their people discern candidates who uphold biblical truth, not shrink back or fear dividing the congregation some way. Division is not caused by truth. It's caused by a refusal to stand on truth. Hear me, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm calling for pastors today. If you're listening, or if you will have the, the tenacity to ask your pastor about this, I'm calling for pastors to come up under the beds. Stop hiding in the closet. Stop saying that the 501c3 with the IRS won't let you do anything. That's simply a farce. It is a cop-out. It is an excuse for not standing for what God would have us to stand for as salt and light in a decaying, darkening society. This article reads, when churches disengage, they unwittingly empower the very ideologies that they preach against. Silence in the face of moral decay is not neutrality. It is complicity and compromise, end quote. May I say to you, ladies and gentlemen, there's a need today to stand up, speak up, be heard, and be seen, and recognize that we're living in the dark days when, according to the scripture, redeeming the time, for the days are evil. We're living in, and that word evil again is the little Greek word poneros. It means wicked, worthless, of no value, and wretched, and rotten. And that's where we are today. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 and following calls it perilous times. That means dangerous, devastating, dark, and difficult days. I'm looking at this article again. The last paragraph says, we've already seen the cost of silence. Charlie Kirk lost his life engaging the church, calling believers to stand for truth and courage in a time of moral confusion. Dr. Vody Bachman spent his final days warning the church about the dangers of cultural Marxism and the falling away from biblical orthodoxy into both the pulpit and the public square. Ladies and gentlemen, this article says these men did not shrink back. They gave everything to awaken the church of its responsibility. Their voices remind us that faith without works is dead, and the silence in the face of deception is itself a form of apostasy. So the challenge today, ladies and gentlemen, is to be the salt and light that God's called us to be. The challenge today is to wake up, stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen as Christians, conservatives, and patriots in our society. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on Let's Face the Issues. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Tune in tonight at 11 for a replay of today's Let's Face the Issues broadcast on W.